Blog Talk Radio.
You good?
Yes, yes. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. We give God praise for tonight, Word Wednesday, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us pray before we go into the lesson, the word on tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, this is the day that you have made. We have rejoiced and we have been glad in it. Now, Father, we thank you for the edification of our minds and our spirits on today, on tonight, this evening. God, we thank you for your word. You said, study to show ourselves approved, to rightly divide your word of truth. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing through your word. So, God, we honor you as we honor your word on tonight. Now, bless your people, and we thank you in advance for what you're about to say and do. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. To God be the glory. God is a good God. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. You know, it's amazing. We're going to go into the lesson tonight. I'm simply talking tonight from this topic, believing for breakthrough. Jesus. Believing for breakthrough. I was sharing with my wife at work. We have a fleet of new trucks that came in. I just, you know, in casual conversation, nothing deep, serious, but I was saying that I wanted one of these new vehicles. They're Mercedes-Benz, and they're fully loaded, and push button start, and just beautiful vehicles. And I don't need a new vehicle, but I want one. And as I was leaving today, a manager came over to me and said, Tony, it looks like you're going to get one of the new vehicles. And I'm just minding my business, but he actually made my day before I commuted back home. And it was just an unexpected blessing. And I said, God, you're just so good to me. You know, I'm driving home, I'm smiling, I'm feeling glad. And it was just an unexpected blessing. And sometimes we get the things we're expecting and we get the things we're not expecting. But we're going to look tonight at some scriptures that would hopefully encourage you and I, especially on those things that we've been waiting for and believing God for and trusting God for and walking by faith and not by sight. It's not always easy to do that. Amen, somebody. We get in those seasons in our lives where sometimes we've been in a situation for a long time, or we are in a serious situation, or we know someone in a serious situation. And God, throughout the scripture, job is to encourage us as we live this Christian walk through what they went through. We can look at their stories and look at how they broke through and how they got through sometimes serious situations and situations that were a certain way for a long time, but they broke through. Amen, somebody. And we just gotta believe God and his word that it doesn't matter how long we've been in something, doesn't matter how long we had to wait, doesn't, you know, really matter what the devil has done to try to discourage us. Our pastor said on Sunday, it's one thing to wait, but how we wait makes all the difference. My God. She said, how you wait for the blessing, how you wait for the breakthrough, how you wait for your change makes all the difference in the world. And I believe that. And we're going to look, let's go to the Word of God. Let's start in Genesis 18. Very familiar passage, looking at the life of Sarah. We know Sarah and Abraham got a promise from God in Genesis chapter number 12, where he came to them and told them to leave their father's house and go to a land which I will show you. And along the way, God not just promised Abraham a blessing to get to the land of Canaan, the blessed land, but he also said, your wife Sarah, who is barren, will have a baby. Now, when God came to Abraham and Sarah in Genesis chapter 12, Abraham is 75 years of age. He's past childbearing years, and Sarah is 60. Also past childbearing years. And God comes to them after, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, after the situation in the natural was impossible. And along the way, if you read in Genesis chapter number 17, as a matter of fact, I was going to start in Genesis chapter 18 to see Sarah, but let's go back. Let's go back to Genesis 17, and then we're going to go quickly to 18. Because we always want to say Sarah responded a certain way when God reinforced and reiterated that he would do this miracle in the life of Abraham and Sarah, and they had to get back and believe in God for this breakthrough. Amen. But Genesis chapter 17, verse 17, before we get to Genesis 18, let's look at God is promising Abraham again that he's going to do this thing. As a matter of fact, oh God, as I'm looking at the text, I just want to see where I want to start so it would really kind of get, glory be to God. Let me see. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Pit Abraham. Okay. Let's go to Genesis 17:15. Genesis 17:15. We're talking about believing for breakthrough. And God said unto Abraham, as for Sarai, thy wife, thou shalt not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall her name be. God changed her name from Sarai to Sarah. And I will bless her and give thee a son also of her. Yes, I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall be of her. God has given them a promise, just like he said in Genesis 12. That was the promise of Cain in the promised land. But now he's saying Sarah, even in her old age, will have a son. And God changed her birth name, amen, and gave her a new name. And verse 17 says, then Abraham fell upon his face and laughed. We always look at Sarah laughing, but look at Abraham's response. Then Abraham fell upon his face and laughed and said in his heart, shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old? And shall Sarah, that is 90 years old, bear it? Now let's look at Genesis 18. We see Abraham's response. He's responding in disbelief. Because sometimes, the truth be told, it's hard to stay in faith. Amen, somebody there. It's really hard to stay in faith. That's why God gives us the scripture. When you go to unbelief, when you go to doubt, when you go to second-guessing yourself and second-guessing God, you're not the first and you won't be the last to do that. But our job is to get back in faith. Glory be to God. We may stray and we may get weak in faith. We may get a little weary because we've been in the situation for so long, but God says faith is the substance. Hebrew chapter number 11, verse number 1. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of what is not seen. We have to keep hope alive. Jesse Jackson had it right. Keep your hope alive. Sometimes it's not even faith. We can't even call it faith. It's just hoping and wishing. Because God says, why do we have to hope for what we already have? We're hoping and we're believing that God would change our impossible situations. Amen. And when you're hoping, you're giving God something to work with. It's the people that give up on God and give up on themselves. It's the one that walk away from church and walk away from their faith. It's the ones that don't want to read the scripture anymore and don't want to pray anymore. They're not giving God the thing to work with that God can say, now, because you stayed in faith. Now, because you keep believing me. Now I'm going to show you my mighty hand, because you're putting your trust not in the natural, but in the supernatural. Glory be to God. And now let's look at, we see Abraham operating kind of in disbelief, but he did get back in faith. I'm not going to go there tonight, but if you read Romans chapter 4, Abraham stayed in faith, even though his faith wavered every now and again. Now in Genesis chapter 18, this is the one I really wanted to get to. Verse number 9. And they said unto him, where is Sarah your wife? And he said, behold, she's in the tent. And he said, I will certainly, my God, help me, Jesus. This is God speaking. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah your wife shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent door, which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were very old and well stricken in age. And it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of a woman. Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, after I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord, been all also. And the Lord said unto Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I of surety bear a child, which am old? Verse 14 is the part I wanted to get to. We're talking about believing for breakthrough. Verse 14 says this, people of God, and I pray you get this in your spirit like I'm trying to get it in my spirit. Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Then Sarah denied it. She denied, saying, I laughed not, for she was afraid. And he said, no, but you did laugh. See, God knows we're human. God knows the devil is working overtime to get us to operate in unbelief and doubt. God knows that there are people sent by the devil. There are people on assignment to make our life miserable. There are situations that come in our lives to get us out of faith. Whether you're believing God for a miracle, you're believing God for deliverance, you're believing God for change, whatever it is you're believing God for, the enemy's job is to come against that. But God says to Sarah twice, hallelujah, thank you, God, I will do this thing. I will bring it to pass. And God is saying that to somebody tonight. I'm going to do what I told you I'm going to do. Thank you, God. I'm going to bring you out, and I'm going to bring you through. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to do what I promised you I will do. And God is saying, there is nothing too hard for me. I don't care how long you've been in it. There is nothing too hard for God. I don't care how long it's been barren, how long it's been dry, how long it's been inactive. There is nothing too hard for God. How long sickness has been in your body, how long you've been, glory be to God, in pain, how long, hallelujah, they've been coming against you, how long you've been in fear and in worry and stressed out. There is nothing too hard for our God. I'm giving God praise for that right now. Thank you, Jesus, that we're serving a God, that there is nothing too hard for God. And we're calling on Jesus through the power of the Holy Spirit. We're calling on God the Father to still manifest miracles in the earth realm on our behalf, on his sons and daughters who are putting their faith not in man, but back in God. Believing for breakthrough, Sarah and Abraham got the miracle baby Isaac. Thank you, Lord. Matter of fact, let's look at it. Genesis 21. If you're still in Genesis, go to chapter 21 now. Thank you, Lord. This is blessing me. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Because I'm believing God for so many things with my family, with my money, with the ministry, with my marriage, with my future, with my health. We're just believing God. I'm believing God for personal and corporate and supernatural and natural things. Glory be to God. And I believe God is going to answer my prayer. And I believe I'm talking to some people that you know. You're looking at an impossible situation, but you're still believing God for breakthrough. Genesis 21, verse number 1. And the Lord visited Sarah, as he had said. And the Lord did unto Sarah, as he had spoken. My God, thank you, Lord. For Sarah conceived. She got pregnant, people of God. And bare Abraham a son in his old age, at the set time of which God had spoken to him. And Abraham called the name of the son that was born unto him, whom Sarah bare, Isaac. And Abraham circumcised his son Isaac, being 8 days old, as God had commanded him. And Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born unto him. And Sarah said, I love this. And Sarah said, God has made me to laugh. So that all that hear will laugh with me. Glory be to God. I tell you, we're 100 years away from that incident, and we are laughing with Sarah tonight. Glory be to God. That God, she laughed in disbelief, but once she bared Isaac and had this baby, hallelujah, she gave birth to Isaac. It came out of her womb. Sarah was 90 years old, and she delivered the miracle child, Isaac. Glory be to God. Let's give God praise because we are laughing with Sarah tonight. We are laughing, hallelujah, at the devil. We are laughing at our circumstance, believing God for a miracle. In the name of Jesus, I said, God's going to make you laugh. God is going to increase your laughter again. God is going to give you joy again. God is going to restore your happiness again. God is going to lift that burden off of your shoulder. He's going to remove that yoke. He's going to lift that weight, and he's going to make you laugh. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I pray that you receive it. Say, Pastor Anthony, I received that by faith. Hallelujah. That God is going to make me laugh in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. God is a good God, church. God is a good God. Believing for breakthrough. Let's look at another story, a set of circumstances that was impossible, but this man was believing for breakthrough. John chapter number 5. The man at the gate called Beautiful, another familiar passage of scripture. And this man, along with, you know, as we read, you'll see, along with some other people, was simply believing for breakthrough. And sometimes we just have to stay in position. I believe Pastor Rebecca said that, how, you know, I listened to her word again from Sunday, and she said how the enemy tried to push us out of position. Unforgiveness in your heart creates a bitterness, and the hate is coming at you creates a bitterness. and the opposition and being mistreated and being disrespected and being unfairly coming against people coming against you and church hurt. All these things are trying to get you and I out of position. And God is saying to you tonight, stay planted. Stay rooted in the things of God. Stay anchored in the things of God. Stay in church. I'm going to say that again. Stay in church. Because, yes, we have choices. Yes, we can do other things on Sunday. But if you can get to church, especially those of you who are part of New Creation in the New Jersey area, try to get there as much as possible. Because there's revival. My wife has been saying it all year long. There's been revival. There are breakthrough messages coming forth. The word of God is being preached in season and out of season. Lives are being changed. We heard a powerful testimony even on Sunday. Hallelujah. Another unexpected blessing. Amen. Another unexpected blessing. Glory be to God. Someone got promoted to management. Hallelujah. In our church. And God is just performing and working miracles in the name of Jesus. In John chapter number 5, here is a man believing for breakthrough. And let's see how he got his breakthrough in Jesus' name. Where do I want to start? Let's start at verse number 1, John chapter 5, verse number 1. Thank you, God. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having 5 porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered. Here it is, believing for breakthrough, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in, was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity for 38 years. My God, wow. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he said unto him, "Wilt thou be made whole?" The impotent man answered him, "Sir, I have no man, when the water is troubled, to put me into the pool. But while I am," my God, help me God. "But while I am coming to get," my God, "while I am coming, another step down before me." Jesus said unto him, "Rise, take up your bed and walk." And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. Thank you, God. Here at this miracle water, this miracle pool, where the angel came down in a season and he troubled the water, and it did not matter what manner of disease a person had. It didn't matter how long they had the disease. It did not matter what form of a disease or sickness or infirmity it was. It said if they got into the water first, they got their breakthrough. They were made whole. They received a miracle. They got a breakthrough because they was in this miracle water first as the angel troubled the water. And there was a man for 38 years. Jesus said he was in this case for 38 years. And he said every time he tried to get to the water first, Somebody beat them to the blessing. And God is saying to you and I tonight, it doesn't matter who's before you. It doesn't matter, glory be to God, who think they should be blessed before you. It doesn't matter if someone, hallelujah, think they are rightfully, in the name of Jesus, entitled to a blessing before you. God is no respecter of persons. When we put our trust in God, God will favor you. When you put your trust in God, God will give you a blessing. God will give you a breakthrough. God will give you a miracle. God will give you favor. When you put your trust in your belief and your hallelujah in the name of Jesus, you put your faith in God, God will honor you. He said to this man simply, like possibly he's saying to you and I tonight, how bad do you want it? He said to this man, do you want to be made whole? And I'm saying to myself, even as I read this tonight, and I read the text many times, it says that Jesus was trying to get into the water. And he explained his dilemma that every time he tried to get there, he had no man to help him get into the water first. He was paralyzed. He could not possibly get into the water first. And Jesus is saying to us, glory be to God, it's according to our faith, our determination, and how bad we want it. He's looking at our heart. God judges the heart. He said, how bad do you want this thing? Are you willing to do the necessary things to get this blessing into your life? And sometimes as I look at what I'm believing God for, and sometimes God convicts me on certain things and said, you can be reading my word more. You can be praying more fervently. You can be believing and trusting me even more. And it's not that we got to earn the blessing. But is there any conviction in your heart or my heart that we can be doing something more to receive this breakthrough that we're believing God for? I'm just simply putting a hypothetical question out there. Is there something we're missing? Is there something that we can do, amen, that would get the attention of God more or get the blessing to us faster? And sometimes, you know, we just got to be honest with ourselves. I don't know your situation. I don't know, you know, how much you're reading your word, how much you're praying, how much you're believing God for, how much you're doing to help your situation. But God knows everything. And God knew some things about this man right here that maybe we don't know. The way Jesus posed a question to him, maybe it's some things about this man's situation that he could have did something about. And Jesus simply said, rise. Take up your bed and walk. And it says, oh my God. It says, immediately people cried. He got strength in his legs. He took up his bed and he walked. Jesus is giving this man instruction. He responded by faith and he got his miracle. But I don't want to overlook the fact that he stayed in position for a breakthrough. He was still at the pool, and it was 38 years. That's a long time. And I'm not looking at your situation lightly. I don't know what you're facing. I don't know how long you've been in what you've been in that you want to be out of, but God knows. And God is saying to you and I tonight, stay in position because your breakthrough is on the way. Your miracle is on the way. Your change, oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Your change is a coming. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. God is telling somebody that tonight, they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not get weary. They shall walk and not faint. And in the 27th Psalm, he said, I have fainted. Unless I have seen the goodness of the Lord and the land of the living. That's why we, you know, oh, glory, help me, Holy Ghost, right here. I pray this is not you. I pray this is never me. We can never be envious of somebody being blessed by God. Their blessings are supposed to encourage you. people being blessed by God, and you know when it's God blessing people, that's supposed to be encouraging to you. Amen. I'm not going to be envious. I'm going to just say, God, I'm next. Glory be to God. It may be your time. It may be your turn. You got to celebrate people who are being blessed by God. You got to celebrate people who are being healed by God. You got to celebrate those who God's hand is on. Because God is no respecter of persons. And if he did it for them, he'll do it for you. That's why if we're coveting, if we're envious, if we're jealous, we got to say, God, help my heart. I don't want to be jealous of another man's church. I don't want to be jealous of another man's marriage. I don't want to be jealous of another person's career. I don't want to be jealous of how much money another person has. I don't want to be jealous of somebody getting a breakthrough before me. I just want to stay in faith. And that's what God is saying to somebody tonight. Don't let their blessing or their breakthrough discourage you. Let it encourage you. Don't let it discourage you, people of God. Let it encourage you. Because God will do it for them just like he did it for you. Amen. 2 Kings. Some of us are believing God for healing. And let's look at 2 Kings chapter 20. Some of us need a healing miracle. And we're believing God for breakthrough in the area of sickness and disease. And, you know, many of you know my story, my battle with cancer. And I did get my breakthrough. My God, I'm surprised I can say that so quietly. Because I told my church, and I'm going to tell people to the day I meet Jesus. People may get tired of me saying it and tired of me sharing what God delivered me from, but I'm never going to get tired of saying it. I'm never going to get tired of testifying of the goodness of God to Anthony. Amen. He removed that cancer out of my body. I'm cancer free. I'm a cancer survivor. And it ain't nobody but God. Nobody but the Lord. Nobody but my Jesus delivered me. I'm going to give him praise. Please praise God with me. Can we take a praise break for 10 seconds and give God praise? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I am healed in 2019. Glory be to God. I am healed in the name of Jesus. I'm walking free. I'm walking, hallelujah, well. I'm walking whole. Glory be to God. Just praise God 10 more seconds with me in the name of Jesus. I give him praise. I give him glory. I give him honor on tonight. I'm just praising my God. I'm shouting hallelujah. I'm shouting glory. I'm giving God the glory. I'm giving God the victory. I'm saying, Lord, I love you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I magnify you. Lord, I exalt your name. Lord, I say thank you. You are so worthy, God. I magnify your name. Let us exalt his name together. And I know I'm not the only one on this line tonight that he's done something for. I can tell you what he's done for my wife. I live with her for the last 25 years almost. We've been together. I've seen God do miracles in her life. I've seen it in my children. Come on, somebody. In the name of Jesus, my children got a breakthrough. My wife got a breakthrough. The members of our church got breakthroughs, and we're looking for more breakthroughs. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, let's give them praise right now for our future breakthroughs. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Let's give him praise right now for what he's about to break through in our lives, what he's about to bring us through, glory be to God, what he's about to bring us out of in the name of Jesus. We give God praise for that. What he's about to pull us up out of, we give God praise in Jesus' name. There's a song I call Praise Him in Advance. And when you praise him in advance, he'll give you a breakthrough. Let's look at 2 Kings chapter 20, verse number 1. Hallelujah. I'm in 1 Kings. I got to be in 2 Kings. Thank you, God. I pray this is helping somebody tonight. It's so much we believe in God for. as a church, you know, Pastor Rebecca and I count it the honor and the privilege to feed the flock of God, which is amongst us. We love and thank God for all of our members, all past, present, and future. And we thank God. We count it a privilege and an honor to be stewards and under shepherds. We don't take it lightly. Sister Carmen said it yesterday on the prayer line. We're there to pray, and we're there believing God. Sister Rita and so many people gave us sentiments that thanking us for praying for them. But we just want to do God's commission and God's duty toward the people of God that he has given us pastorship over. And we thank God that he has raised us up to be pastors after his own heart. And that's why, you know, Pastor Beck and I, we thank God for our church and those of you who even come on these Word Wednesdays getting fed the Word of God. 2 Kings chapter 20, verse number 1. In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death, and the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amoz, came unto him and said unto him, Thus saith the Lord, Set your house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Then he turned his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord, saying, I beseech thee, O Lord, remember now how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in your sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. And it came to pass, afore Isaiah was gone out into the middle court, that the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Turn again. Come on, somebody. And tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, Thus saith the Lord, the God of David, your father, I have heard your prayer. I have seen your tears. Behold, I will heal you. My God. On the third day, thou shalt go up unto the house of the Lord. Verse 6. And I will add unto your days 15 years, and I will deliver you. Sometimes I hear preachers saying, and I never agree with it, even though I kind of understand what they're saying, but I do not agree with it even to this day, that God is not moved by our tears. God is moved by our tears. Sometimes you will cry. The Bible, the scripture that we just read, God said, I heard your prayer and I have seen your tears. That shows me that God is concerned when we cry. God is concerned when we weep. God is concerned about our travail. God is concerned when we mourn, when we are hurting, when we are in pain, when we are troubled. When we cry, it gets God's attention. Amen, somebody. He said, I heard your prayer. I've seen your tears. God is moved by our tears. Yes, he is. And again, I do understand what preachers are saying that, because what they are saying is faith gets the attention of God more than our emotions, more than our tears. I understand that, but we got to understand the whole counsel of the word. We got to understand all of the Bible. All of the word of God, all of it fits together from Genesis to Revelation. And this story about Hezekiah would not be in our Bible if God did not want us to see it. Oh, trust me and believe me. When I got my diagnosis, I cried. Trust and believe me, I wept many a day. And God saw my tears. And I believe God did something about my temple. As a matter of fact, I know he did. Thank you, Lord. So if that's you tonight, maybe you wept. Maybe you're weeping. There's a psalm. I don't know which psalm it was, but I think it was written by David, Psalm 6 or 8. He said, at night, my pillow is soaking wet with my tears.
Amen.
King David cried. I mean, his family came against him. Adonijah and Absalom, his sons tried to take over his kingdom. Tamar, his daughter, was violated by his son. So much, David just wept. The people thought about stoning David. He wept, and he said, at night, I've cried, and my pillow was wet through my tears. And we see Hezekiah, his situation, he had a terminal illness. And God said, get your house in order. You will not recover from this. You will not get a breakthrough. You will die. And the Bible says, Hezekiah, see, prayer, we pray every Tuesday night. And last night was a powerful prayer line, powerful prayer call. But instead of receiving what the prophet said, and he was a true prophet, Hezekiah prayed. People of God, prayer changes things.
Yeah.
Prayer changes things. Keep praying for your children. Keep praying for your marriage. Pray for your finances. Pray for God to heal your body. Pray for a breakthrough in those areas where things have been barren and dried up. If it's been a famine or a wilderness in your life, pray that God will give you greener pastures. Pray for God to bring you out of hardship. Pray for God to do something about your circumstances. When we pray, things happen. When we pray, God begins to move out on our behalf. Amen.
Amen.
So believing for breakthrough, and we're gonna my God. As I was just talking, I was a little distracted. A big old ant crawled on the table. My wife been telling me to get some ant baits. But a big old ant crawled under my Bible and just crawled on the table, and it distracted me for a moment. But now that I'm back in my train of thought, Hezekiah got his miracle. He got his healing. God added 15 years to his life. God heard his prayer, saw his tears, told the prophet, go and turn before he got to the middle court. Turn and go back and tell Hezekiah, I've turned his situation around. Who is that for tonight? God is turning that situation around, especially if it's negative. God is turning that thing to positive in the name of Jesus. Joseph said, what y'all meant for evil, God has turned it around and made it for my good. Believing for breakthrough. Let's look at when I talked about how we need to pray. Let's look at the upper room, Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2. I pray you go back and revisit these scriptures tonight. Pastor Rebecca and I purposely try to turn through the Bible, Old and New Testament. It's a wonderful way, I believe, to teach the Word of God, to get you familiar with the scripture, to get you familiar with turning the pages of the Bible. Sometimes we go back and forth through the Old and New Testament. Some people try to favor the New Testament. Some people favor the Old Testament. I believe we got to get familiar with all the books of the Bible. Amen. And we're going to see right here on the day of Pentecost in the upper room, they were praying. They were believing for breakthrough. Jesus gave them instruction before he ascended and told them to wait for the breakthrough, to wait on the promise of the Holy Spirit. And they were believing God for this breakthrough, believing God for the promise that had not come yet. Jesus ascended. They're in the upper room. They're waiting for days, and they did not get the Holy Spirit. The promise did not come yet. And let's look at Acts chapter 2, verse number 1, and let's see how they got their breakthrough in the promise of the Holy Spirit that Jesus promised them before he ascended and sat at the right hand of God the Father. And he gave them instruction to wait for the promise of the Holy Spirit. Acts 2, verse 1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Again, they were praying and believing God. And suddenly, there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Jesus told them while he was living that signs, wonders, and miracles will follow those who believe. The Bible says on the day of Pentecost, they were all on one accord in the upper room. They had the same heart, the same expectation, the same anticipation, the same mindset. And that's what God is saying to us today. I pray, even as New Creation Church, we have a vision. We have a mandate from God. And I thank God that we have people who are like-minded and like-spirited, believing God for souls, believing God for breakthrough, believing God for the manifestation of miracles, believing God for deliverance. And God is going to honor us as we honor him. And the Bible says, hallelujah, a sound, glory be to God, came from heaven. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. It was a sound first of a mighty rushing wind. And then, boom, it broke through the windows in the upper room. It came in like the force of a hurricane. And the Bible said cloven tongues of fire sat on all of them. And I decree and declare that over your life tonight, that God is going to set you on fire. Hallelujah. God is going to, in the name of Jesus, make you hot for the gospel. God is going to give you a fire. Glory be to God. A fire of faith in the name of Jesus. God is going to give you passion, and God is going to make you zealous about the things of God. God is going to make you passionate and zealous about your purpose in the earth realm. God is about to set you ablaze and set you on fire in the name of Jesus for your breakthrough, for your miracle, for your change in the name of Jesus. And the Bible says as cloven tongues of fire sat on them, they begin to speak in a heavenly language. They begin to speak in other tongues. They begin to speak in a language that was not their natural language. In the name of Jesus, they got a breakthrough. The Holy Spirit came as they expected God to keep his word, and God kept his word. And the Bible says in verse 8, and it says, and how hear we every man in our own tongue, wherein we were born? See, God blesses us so that other people can get the attention. Oh, my God. Let me rephrase that. Here it is. Let me just go back to the story, and then I'm going to bring it back to our generation, our time. It says that they had onlookers that thought they were drunk, thought they were out of their mind. And Peter said, no, they're not drunk. If you keep reading, I'm just going to paraphrase the story. Peter said, no, they're not drunk as early in the morning. They did not drink strong wine. They did not have anything to drink. This is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. In that day, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and my sons and my daughters will prophesy. The old men will have visions, and the young men will dream dreams. And Peter said, this is that which was spoken by the prophet. And we see in Acts chapter number 2, prophecy coming to pass. And they begin to speak in other tongues. And then the onlookers said, how can they speak in our language? In other words, if they were from Puerto Rico and they were speaking American English language, how did they speak in Spanish and they don't know Spanish? Come on, somebody. They spoke in a whole nother dialect, a whole nother language, and they spoke in a heavenly tongue. No matter what part of the world people came from, they said, we hear them speak it in our own tongue. And God will bless you so that others can look upon your life and say, wait a minute, how can they do that? How can they accomplish that? How can they handle that? How can they get that? And let your light so shine before men that they see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. God wants us to be so blessed that it will make other people jealous and want to know our God. Thank you, God. He wants you to be so blessed. That's why the devil is a liar. Yes, the enemy will come in like a flood, but God will raise up a standard. Amen. I wasn't going to plan to go there, but God is telling me to go there. I wanted to go to my last scripture, which is found in 2 Kings again. We may get there because I got a few minutes left. We may not get there, but I want to look at this one first. Isaiah 43. Because somebody may be in a situation tonight, and that predicament you wish was not in your life. But let's look at the word of God, and I pray that this encourages you tonight in the name of Jesus. Isaiah 43. I actually love this scripture. Isaiah 43, verse 2, and then we're going to go to verse number 18. Again, we may not get to that last scripture. I'm going to see because I want to make some points from this. Isaiah 43, verse number 2. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walk through the fire, my God, thou shalt not be burned. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Verse number 18. Remember you not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Come on. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a way. Say make a way. I can't hear you, but I can hear you in the spirit. I will make a way in the wilderness and the rivers and the desert. Even as I look at that, I'm thinking about that song. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Sing that. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. He's a waymaker, church. He's a waymaker, people of God. He's a light in the darkness. He's a promise keeper. He's a miracle worker. He said, when you go through the fire, you will not be burned. When you go through the flood in the rivers, you will not drown. I don't know who that's for. A situation may be trying to overwhelm you tonight and overtake you, but it will not. Because God says in that chapter, in that verse number 2, I will be with you. And somebody needs to be reminded tonight that it doesn't matter what you're going through, God is with you. He's telling me to tell you right now, God is with you. And if God be for you, he said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. Lo, I will always be with you. In the hospital, he's with you. In the prison, he's with you. In the unemployment line, he's with you. In the surgery room, in the operating room, he's with you. In the courtroom, he's with you. Everywhere you may be, God is there with you. And he said, because of that, you won't be burned and you will not drown. But let's look at verse number 18. Remember you not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Because that's how the devil gets us. As we talked about believing for breakthrough. He wants to remind us about how we failed, what kind of mistakes we made. The situation that we're in right now is our own fault, making bad decisions. The devil wants to say what you're going through right now is your own doing, or the people that's coming against you are rightfully doing so. And the devil is a liar. Don't let him get into your mindset. Don't let him get into your thoughts. He is the accuser of the brethren. The Bible says he is the father of lies. And that's why God is saying, Pastor Rebecca read that thing on Sunday, forgetting those things which are behind and pressing toward those things which are ahead. When you're believing for breakthrough, sometimes you got to press. You got to push. You got to be determined. And God is saying, even as you tuned in tonight, you're showing him that you're determined. You're showing him that you're pressing. You're showing him that you're not going to give up or give in. You are showing God, coming to prayer, coming to Bible study, coming to church, that devil, I'm going to put you back up under my feet where you belong. I'm going to put you back under my feet where you belong. And if you look at verse number 21 as I close, he said, this people have I formed for myself, that they shall bring forth my praise. So because God wants you to praise him, he ain't going to put on you more than what you can bear. If God allowed it, you can handle it. I'm going to say that before I close out in prayer. I'm going to say that again. If God allowed it, beloved, you can handle it. Go ahead and read Hebrews 11. I was in that all week this week, Hebrews 11. Just reminding myself to live by faith and not by sight, to walk by faith and not by sight, to go by faith and not by how I feel. And I read Hebrews chapter number 11. Let it encourage you. Look at those many people that walk by faith and live by faith, and let it encourage you how they got their breakthrough. Many of them got a breakthrough believing God by faith, because the word says it's impossible to believe God. Amen. I can't even think of the scripture. Without faith, it's impossible. Thank you, Pastor. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. I lost my train of thought. And that's why he says, forget ye the former things, neither consider the things of old. It doesn't matter what we felt at in the past. Today is the first day of the rest of your life. Your ladder will be greater. Father, I thank you for tonight's word. We are believing you for breakthrough in so many areas. We all have different situations and different circumstances that we're facing. You said with man it might be impossible, but with God all things are possible. Even as you did it for Sarah and Abraham, you did it for Hezekiah, You did it for the paralyzed man at the beautiful pool of Bethesda. You did it for the 12 and 120 in the upper room. Now, God, we believe in you in our day that you would do sign, wonders, and miracles in our lives. So, God, help us to stay in faith. Help us to stay in faith to believe you for the breakthrough and that we're going to break out of whatever it is we need to break out of. So, God, I thank you for these tonight that tuned in, that called in, that their hearts be encouraged as they walk by faith and not by sight. In Jesus' name, amen. I thank God for each and every one of you. Pastor Rebecca and I love you. Come to church. We believe in God for a great move of God at New Creation Church on Sunday. Our service starts at 12:30. Put somebody in your car with you. Bring somebody to church. It's the last Sunday. It's been March Madness all month. We titled it March Madness because it's the NCCA College Basketball March Madness. And they're down to the final 16 teams. And the College Basketball National Championship will happen before the end of March. End of March, we'll know who is the best college basketball team. But we brought that thing into the church, and we're calling it March Madness. It's the final Sunday in the month of March, and we believe in God as he has met us all Sundays in the month of March. And we got one more Sunday. It's very rare that we get five Sundays in a month. But in the month of March, he's given us five Sundays, and God has been moving mightily. And if you can get to church on Sunday, 12:30, bring somebody with you, somebody that you know who is going through a serious situation. We believe that the word would encourage them, the testimony would encourage them. Just being among the saints and the people of God, that positive atmosphere. Pastor Rebecca told us that we got to stay positive. And our church, there's a positive atmosphere there. There's a lively atmosphere there. There's an encouraging atmosphere there, and we thank God for it in Jesus' name. So if you're in this New Jersey area, if you're close by, we'll see you 12:30 at 1482 Maple Avenue in the great city of Hillside, New Jersey. Our service starts at 12:30. There's going to be a rich word from the Lord for you, and we thank God in advance for you being in attendance on Sunday. If you're not in this area, please sow a seed into the ministry. We're doing the work of the Lord, and there's no amount too small that will bless the church and the ministry, and we thank you in advance for your faithful giving. Amen. NCCMonline.org. We now have a Cash App. What's the Cash App, Pastor? To God be the glory. NCCM Church. You can give money directly to that Cash App. NCCM Church. And the Lord so leads you to sow into our church. We just want to do the work of the Lord, and we are believing God. We've been having a lot of visitors this year, and we thank God that more visitors will continue to come into the church. And we thank God for you spreading the word about our church. It's a great, we're believing God for more souls to be saved. We're believing God for outreach as the weather begins to break in this New Jersey area. We believe in God just for so much. Even as a local body that he has placed in the city of Hillside. So we thank God for you. We will continue to pray for you and believe God for you, for your personal breakthroughs in him, in Jesus' name. Good night, everyone. I love you. God bless you. Pray for us as we continue to pray for you, in Jesus' name. Amen.